To CPR News, I'm Haley May. Denver Public Schools will dismiss a lawsuit it filed against the Trump administration's revoking a policy that kept schools free from immigration enforcement.
In January, the Department of Homeland Security repealed a rule that prevented immigration enforcement near so-called sensitive locations, like schools. After several high-profile immigration raids near schools, DPS filed a lawsuit. 2 months ago, the district lost its request for a preliminary injunction. A news release states both parties mutually agreed to dismiss the lawsuit. DPS calls it a victory. It said the department admitted in federal court that schools remained protected as sensitive locations. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Highs are already starting to sizzle across the state, and with more heat comes more chances for heat-related illnesses. In 2024, the state identified 21 heat-related deaths, up from 13 the year prior. Ned Kalonge is chief medical officer for the State Department of Health and Environment. He says Coloradans need to start thinking about preparing for extreme heat like they would for a snowstorm.
Think about extreme heat as another weather-related part of how you think about being outside and about doing activities.
Kalonge reminds Coloradans to check on their neighbors on high heat days, especially the elderly and those without air conditioning. Last year, nearly 1,000 people sought medical attention for a heat-related illness in the state. A Colorado Avalanche hockey player has won a top honor. For the second time in his career, Cale Makar has won the Norris Trophy. The NHL award goes to the top defenseman each season. Makar won it first in 2022. This is CPR News.